Bring in the next one. Yes. Now give me her leash. Good, good. Hello, human. Do you know me? Of course not. Not many do until they meet me themselves. Humans are too busy inventing their own deities to acknowledge real ones. Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am the closest you will ever come to a demon. I am a queen that takes dirty sinners, such as yourself, and decides whether their sins shall be punished or absolved. If it is decided that you shall be punished, this hell will become your permanent abode. However, if I do believe you are worthy of being absolved, you will be given a chance to prove my belief right or wrong. Do well, and you'll be allowed into paradise. Fail me, and we return to the first circumstance. Is this not a simple idea? Humans do tend to overcomplicate simple matters. I'm glad you understand. Now, come here. Present to me your face, human. Ah, such a pretty one. Soft, silk-like hair, large, round eyes. I see fear in them, and those lips. I will enjoy extracting your memory from them. Oh my. You certainly are a sinner. Such a filthy girl. Over 100 sexual liaisons with both men and women, some with multiples of one or even both genders at the same time. All kinds of wicked sexual acts without a hint of remorse. All of my several thousand eons of judging the recently deceased and morally wicked, surely you are one of the filthiest I have ever seen. What a dirty little life you lived. Oh, come now, human. Are you not familiar with the virtue of forgiveness? No sin alone is worthy of being absolved. The road to absolution is walked by the sinner. And I may yet see potential in you. At my feet, human. Bend yourself over. I want you at my feet. Good. Now worship me. Worship my feet like you would your human mates. Yes. Surely the talent of your lips was honed through your many years of playing the whore. Yes, these filthy souls covered in the dust of brimstone, baptized time and again in the blood of sinners, lick them clean. Both feet. Don't stop. You are quite skilled. But you will have to do much more than this to make your way out of hell. To begin with. Come to me, my little human whore. Yes, sit between my legs. This skirt, made from the skin of demons and the fur of fiery hounds, remove it. No, Not with your hands. With your teeth. The material is neither thick nor strong. You can easily tear through it. Do you see, human? Do you see the moistness? Probably the only moistness to be found anywhere in this flaming pit. Few little whores like you have been able to achieve this. Perhaps you have a chance at escaping this place. Perhaps. Now you see what's right in front of you, waiting to accept your offering. Why do you hesitate? Does it frighten you? It perfectly resembles a human vagina, does it not? Or would you no longer desire leave of this place? Then why do you refuse my demand? Ugh, you humans, such a strange bunch. Come here, little girl. There, now perform, human. Do for me what you have done for the rest of the little whores with you consorted with on Earth. So shameless, so filthy. Such a good little slut. Keep going. Stick your tongue inside. Yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, yes. Wait. What is this? Are those filthy hands of yours touching you? You dare touch yourself in my domain whilst pleasuring me? Oh, that won't do at all. Now keep going. Do it. Now that I've got you pinned, your hands above your head, don't you dare stop. Let a thousand of those tears fall down on your pretty face. You will not stop. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Human. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You've done well, human. Even if you did require some encouragement, I suppose you have satisfied me sufficiently. Though, on the other hand, perhaps you've done almost too well. Maybe I'll keep you around to keep proving your worthiness to me.